how you all are doing? It's your girl, Ruby K, and this is Teen Spotlight. Hope you all are having an amazing time. Hope you all are enjoying these episodes that I have created, and also one of my subscribers recommended me to do. So one of my subscribers wanted me to do Dating Equals Patience. If you all like her, if you all want me to give you all a shout out after I do this episode that you told me to do, it could be a great way to open up our communication. It could be a good way to hear your type of opinion, your voices, and me, you know, responding to it. So yeah, if you all like her, you can send me a message on Anchor. You can also DM me on my IG, which is Miss Lightskin _ Beauty. I'm going to spell it out for you. It's MZ Lightskin, LIGHT Skin, SKIN _ Beauty, BEAUTY. Hope you all let me know if you have any ideas, just like my subscriber did on my episode 14. My other episode was Girl Supporting Girls. I just needed to talk about it. I just needed to address it. And yeah. So this episode is going to be about advice on going to high school. This was recommended from my subscriber, Ari. Me and Ari, you know, we've been supporting each other. She knows me. We just graduated not too long ago. And she wanted me to talk about high school. And, you know, me and her are freshie in college. So, she's going to Urbana. So, shout out to my Urbana girls out there who are going to Urbana. My other friend, Mo, she's going to Urbana. But my girl right here, my subscriber, my girl, she's been supporting me. And she wanted me to talk about advice of going to high school. And she's going to Urbana. So, I'm so proud of you, girl. Shout out to you. And if you want me to do it, like I said before, if you want me to do this type of thing, shout you out, listen to your idea, you can do it. You can, like I said, message me on Anchor and my IG. So let's get into the episode. So this episode, like I said before, this advice going to high school. So I have my handy dandy notebook. I feel like it's so good to write it down so I don't want to be all over the place. I feel like I'd be all over the place sometimes. But I wrote it down. I wrote all of my lists so you all can write it down, take it in, and all the other stuff. So congratulations to my freshies in high school. Shout out to you all. Hope you all are ready. Hope you all are not nervous. You know, I was nervous, but don't be too nervous. Shout out to you all. Shout out to whoever who's starting a junior year, sophomore year, senior year, want to have a new atmosphere, new change. You can still listen to this too. But, you know, shout out to you all too. So, this, like I said, this episode is going to be advice of going to high school. My number one issue, which is, you know, needs to be addressed, which I am talking to my freshies queens, and also my freshie kings, okay? But I'm talking to you all. So, the bullet one is, do not date upper graders. And what I mean by that, do not be dating these upper graders out here. Like, do not. Because half of them, ain't no half of them, all of them want to have, you know, get some from you. And you don't want that. You don't want to start to be, like, treated badly. You don't want to be exposed. You don't want to make a trend and you just put your foot in the building. So do not go with upper graders. It's okay to make friends with upper graders, because I had friends in upper graders. It was so fun to have somebody who was an upper grader. We was talking. He or she was giving me advice about boys, and she was giving me advice about, you know, life as a high school or freshman. Like, it was so fun to have upper graders as your friends, or a little brother, a big brother, big sister, when if you don't have one at home. But it was really, really good to have that. But do not date them, okay? Because they just want to hit it and quit it. They want to have their last hoo-ha before they go to college, which is true. You know, it's happened like that. That's how life is. If movies like that, I can honestly say when the high school movies be playing, this would be the number one thing. And it's true. It's really true. Another thing is focus on your grades. If you came out of elementary school with honor roll, you could come out in high school with the same thing. You come out in high school with honor roll. I did that too. I came out, I was on honor roll in elementary school. I had A's and B's. I was on the honor roll consistently. And soon I came to high school, it was kind of a challenge because my school, I went to a charter school, so it was kind of challenging. But I ended with a 3.4 GPA. And if you are, you're not satisfied with a 3.4, you a person who want a 4.5, whatever. If you can do it like you did in elementary school, you can do it in a high school. So do not forget about that. Do programs, do activity. I'm telling you, when you do activities and programs, you can build a family. I joined a step team. My vision was a movie scripter. I wanted to be a movie scripter. So I wanted to learn about directing, write about movies and stuff like that. And I had did a couple plays, and I just learned about if I wanted to do that in career life, which I don't want to do it. But it was actually fun. Like, I built a family type of thing. And then like when I was on step team, we had the competition. We was like having our uniform on. It was really, really fun. I really enjoyed it. And I still got my jacket to this day. But yeah, another thing is going to homecoming games. I made sure, like, my freshman year, I was like, I'm going to homecoming games or going homecoming dances. And which I did. Your freshman year is always your funnest year. You want to have so much fun going to homecoming games and homecoming dance. Your freshman year is always fun. You know, sophomore year, whatever, get boring because it's consistently going on every other year. But your freshman year is always fun. But go to those things. Experience it. Especially as a senior, I feel like sometimes go to homecoming games. You know, just do the last hoo-ha because, you know, you are leaving. But just go. Have fun. Another thing is be mindful who you call your friends. I came out with I have four friends at first. We both went to the same elementary school, and we was like, okay, we're going to be friends to the day we graduated. And to be honest, I only came out with one friend. And it's life. That's how life is. Life can be that way. But be mindful who you call your friends, because so many people, when you get into it, you tell your, you know, you thought that was your friend, you tell them your business, and then when y'all get into it, y'all stop being friends, they be telling your business, whatever, or people who are your friends in general, they just tell your business. Be mindful who you call your friend. Just be mindful. Another thing is high school about boyfriend and girlfriend. I feel like when I was in high school, I had one boyfriend, don't get me wrong. But men's other times that I had a boyfriend, I had one boyfriend, whatever. I had like one or two boyfriends. I'm stopping lying. I had one or two boyfriends. But after a while, all the rest of my other years, I was just dating. I feel like when you're in high school, date around. If you want to, not date around, but like, you know, date. Like, talk, you know, talk and stuff. Go out. Like, you're still high school. We are still young. And just dealing with these type of things that I was seeing in high school. People was cheating. People was getting abused. If your boyfriend is abusing you, you make sure you tell who are abusing you. If your girlfriend abusing you, because it is some girls be hitting on boys. If they are doing that to you, do not think that is love. That's not love. Make sure you tell your social worker, whoever. But be mindful, you know, who you call your boyfriend to, but just date around, have fun, because you are still young, and you are still in high school, so it's like, high school is like, you meet new people, and you know, you like people, that's okay, but just be mindful who your boyfriend is, because you don't want to be out here and say you got 5-6 boyfriends, and they ain't even like that, you know, be mindful, okay? Another thing is that do not be afraid to be who you are. One thing about my school was that it was a charter school. And I didn't like my school like that. But one thing about my school, we were supporting each other. We were supporting people who was bisexual, homosexual, lesbian. Like, we were supporting people. We were supporting people who was transgenders. We were supporting people like that. And I feel like if you have whatever high school, be mindful, like I said, and also be mindful what high school you go to. But certain high schools, I think mainly a lot of high schools make sure that each program, each activity is comfortable for whoever sexuality. And I feel like that is so beautiful. But do not be afraid to be who you are. Do not step into this building. Do not step in your building and think you're a bougie and you talk about people and you go home and you're the sweetest person ever. Do not do that. Be the sweetest person that you are in home. And if people don't like that, you don't have to be their friend. I am a nerd. I am still a nerd. But when I was in high school, I was so quiet. I had a small group of people that I was cool with. I was myself. I was sweet. I was, you know, all that. And I had a lot of people that, some people didn't like me, but people who don't like you, they just not comfortable being themselves. But people who didn't like who I was, I didn't care because I was still the sweetest person, you know, because people liked it to me. Another thing is get to know your school. Like I said, get to know your school. Know what your school do after school. Don't be like, oh, I'm just coming to school to do some work and all that. Actually be involved in your school, because it was so, like, my school, we had their charity events for cancer. We did had their charity events with people who had autism. It was really, really fun about my school. So be involved, do activities. And, you know, do it. Another thing is if you have, like, community service hours, if you have to go to college visits, because my school is a charter school, we have to do community service hours and college visits, do that early. I feel like, I'm telling you, if you do it early, soon, senior year come up, you are going to, like, be like, oh, I did it already. Like, I'm telling you, it's going to be so dope when you do it your freshman and sophomore year. And don't stress out. Do not stress out either. I mean, your freshman year, you be like, oh, I want to keep my grades up. Yes, keep it up, because your advisor will tell you, oh, you're a freshman, just chill. Do not chill too comfortable. Keep your grades up and don't stress out. If you want to wait till next semester to be involved in your school and do programs, do it. Whatever fits your boat. Do not be so stressed out, because when my sophomore and my freshman year, I was very stressed out. And I had to go to the hospital. I had to take medicine. That was real bad. So be, you know, calm down. If you need to talk to social workers, make sure your school has social workers. Do not be, if you are depressed, you are stressed out like I was, talk to somebody. Get involved in your social worker as well. Go to office hours. Go to office hours. Do tutoring. Do those things. Do not go home. Do not go home and say, oh, I'm a figure out on Google, or I'm a cheat on a thing. No, because in the day, when you cheating on somebody's paper, and if you're going to Google and all that, you're going to do that in finals, and you ain't going to know. Don't get me wrong. I had asked my friends about how to do this. Let me get this. But they explained it to me. You know, have friends who are willing to give you the answers, but they're willing to explain to you as well. So go to office hours. Go to office hours. If your friends out here have fun, they don't want to go to office hours, do not be them people. Go to office hours, because your finals going to affect what you have learned in school. And another thing is just have fun. If you are a person that don't have to wear a uniform, dress up, look good to impress yourself. And also be involved with your teachers. Talk to your teachers. Build a good relationship, because I'm telling you, when I had a good relationship with my teachers, when they cared, when I was not feeling my best, they checked on me and was real good. And make sure you get all your teachers' email address so you can talk to them and everything. And just be also build friends that are willing to come home, go to school, do some work. Do have people like that, because certain people out here don't care about school. Don't care about nothing. And you don't want people like that. You don't want to start a habit that you didn't start in middle school. So have fun. Be mindful, like I said, with everything I have mentioned. And shout out to Ari for recommending this episode. And I hope you all enjoy my other episodes. And stay blessed. Be happy. Be, you know, feel good by yourself and be mindful what you do. This is Ruby K. This is your girl, Ruby K. And this is Teen Spotlight. and see you all next Friday. Hey kings and queens, this is your girl Ruby K. Please subscribe and tell everyone about this amazing podcast called Teen Spotlight. If you all have any ideas or you want to discuss more about the episode you just heard, you can send me a message on Anchor. Yes, you can send me a message on Anchor, and also you can send me a DM on my IG, which is Miss Light Skin Beauty. You can contact me on there. You can also, like I said before, you can send me on episode on Anchor. We can communicate on there. You know, don't hesitate to send me anything. It would be amazing and a good way to branch out more ideas. I am so excited to hear you all thoughts, and I thank you all for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you are learning from this episode. And if you have anything to say about the episode or want to learn more about the episode or want me to talk about more about what I just talked about on certain things, you can also, like I said before, you can send me a message on Anchor, and also you can contact me on my IG, which is Miss Light Skin _Beauty. Bye.